two Buddhist communicators saw the drill and relieved the small gray man putting the boxes out on the platform. The small gray man was getting quite out of breath. The boy, Kwong, noticed all the cards were the same except for the addresses and helped him fill those in, so he just had to initial and seal them and pop them in a box. The small gray man caught up and everything was ready to fire 40 minutes before the last one would go. Panting a bit, the small gray man stood aside and let them get on with it. Sir Robert said to him,
"Are you going to conduct this conference too?"
The small gray man shook his head.
"Oh dear no, I'm just helping out. When they get here, it is all up to you."
Johnny and Sir Robert exchanged a look. They had better think of something fast. 6.5 hours from now, authorized ministers of 29 races, which apparently made up about 5,000 separate planets, would be here. The small gray man said something into his lapel. A guard outside intercommed in.
"The lights on his ship just changed. The blue one is flashing faster, and now they have a big flashing red one going."
A communicator said to Sir Robert,
"The radio message that keeps going out just changed. It is saying, Roko Truce Area. Security and the safety of your own representatives would be endangered by gunfire, mortars, or attack. Keep 500 miles clear of a zone."
Sir Robert said,
"Can't you just call a general truce for the planet?"
"I know. I couldn't do that. It would be a protest producer. A usurpation of the powers of the state. I am sorry. Your people in other places will just have to hold out."
Sir Robert went to Ops to put messages on the command channel to tell them what was going on. They were encouraged. They reported there was no diminution of the attack's ferocity. They were holding out, but just barely. For some foolish reason, the enemy, per pilot reports, had set ancient ruined London on fire. Angus had tapes punched now for the bulk of the firings. But the small gray man said he could do the rest for him and then do those necessary for the fire and recall after the 3-hour wait. A Chinese engineer and Chief Chong Wan had been hanging back but were trying to attract Johnny's attention. He saw them and turned the console over to Angus.
"Forgive us,"
said Chief Chong Wan,
"but it is the dam. The water level is dropping, and you can now see the tops of the generator intake ports. My engineer here, Fu Qing, says that you won't have any electricity in another 4 hours."
And they had another 6.5 to go.